Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now I propose we move to Moose. The next item moving up in the agenda is the 2020 and 2021 moose hunting seasons and hunting district boundaries. Again, these are proposed. On the cover sheet, you can see that there are several changes being proposed. Many of them have to do, again, with hunting district boundaries, which is a separate agenda item, but we can touch on them briefly here. For example, in Region 3, proposing to combine current moose hunting districts 304 and 311 into a new and larger 311. Likewise, hunting districts 306, 307, and 310 into a new and larger hunting district 310. Likewise, on the in the Madison area there, the 361 and 362 into a new and larger 361. Also proposing to create a new, in hunting district 325, create a new antlerless license with a quota of one. Likewise, in hunting district 340, create a new antlerless license with a quota of one. Region 4 is proposing to create a new hunting district 447. Now, this would encompass all of the current deer and elk hunting district 447, and proposing a new 447-50 bull license there with a quota of one. Brief summary of proposals for Moose, and I'd stand for questions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the 2020-2021 moose hunting season and hunting districts as presented by FWP, and that all other aspects of the moose season remain unchanged unless addressed in other proposals.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, real quickly, the changes in Region 3 are mostly around the Hebgen Basin, where these are very small hunting districts, and combining them makes a lot of sense. So just throw in a pitch.
Any further comments? Any comments from the public on proposed moose seasons? Call for the vote. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Antelope, I guess, is where we're at.